I want to ask you something, because I'm getting older. Despite my best intentions, I might be getting sober. Now will you be there for me when I have less to offer? And if I can't afford it, then I rescind the offer now.
That was Long for Yesterday, Mono and Stereo, who are a Rumbar record band. Before that, Officer X. Officer X has new stuff. That was Moon Man. It is also, it's a single, his newest single. I talked to Rod this past week, and he does have a full length coming out along with that. Started it with The Family Township. Last time around, that was up for the Free and Young release. And I think we get a call now, so just hold on 1 minute. Hello, WMFO Medford.
Sky Bar.
Hey, Lou, what's up?
Oh, I hear you talking on the radio, and you're talking on the phone.
Yeah, I know. It's a long time coming, have you? I wish you could be here in person, but due to COVID and all, we're going to have to do we'd have to sell for a phone call.
Cool. So are we live?
We're live. You're on.
A little intro. Skybar, my man! You're listening to Skybar Rising, WMFO, with Malibu Lou and Skybar Lou Sardi. Yeah.
That's a station ID. I should use that. I'm going to get you to record that. I'll throw it on my program on a regular basis.
91.5, Skybar Rising! Malibu Lou, Skybar Lou Sardi, the encyclopedia of rock and roll.
You always bring the energy, Lou. You always bring the energy.
Well, you make me want to bring the energy, my man. I mean, look, hanging out, talking to you just about things in life and music. I mean, we're friends now several years, and I'd even say family. I mean, you've been in our home. You're invited in our home anytime, and it's just so great to chat with you, whether it's on the air or in person, shaking hands and hugging, man. I love it all.
We'll be in person soon enough. But
yes.
Before we get into the Rumba show this weekend, I want to go back a little bit. You had Melted Records till what, 2001 or so?
Yes. Yeah. Melted about 1994, 95. Yeah. Probably 94 was when the formation of Melted slowly started with me and my good friends, Bruce. We called him Bruce AB, Bruce All Business, and Iggy, and the three of us were more or less the consensus of the Melted Records home and family, and you know, from there. It was very similar in ways to Rumbaugh. We were all from New York, born and raised in New York, Astoria, Queens, and the label started around the time that a lot of these, you know, circa 95 New York City bands were coming out and playing. Like, you know, D-Generation was probably like the biggest band in that pack, but you had bands like the Goops and the New York Loose and the Turbo ACs, and you had Jack Black. Yeah, bassist of Jack Black was in a Rumbaugh band, the Gotham Rockets, and then we were working. Yeah, Clowns for Progress were around during that time, and the Green Door New York City parties, and Lindsay Anderson, aka Lindsay Kowalski, who played in the Kowalskis, was a dear friend of ours. So we were seeing these bands all the time, and you know, a lot of these bands I named were already on labels like Blackout Records or Gasatanka Records or Dutch East India. And you know, this is before they were being signed to majors, and Blackout I mentioned. And so then there was like a tier of bands that we'd see like opening for these bands, and some of them I worked with, a very similar thing. I was working at Caroline Distribution at the time, and we started out with a bunch of bands that came from the Caroline family of co-workers. And for Heart Drops, you had Luke Metz on the show.
Yeah,
Shanda and the Howlers, he was in the Heart Drops. You had
and I didn't know that. I think you remember this. I didn't know he was in the Heart Drops, and he mentioned it on the show, and I said, wow, I love the Heart Drops.
Yeah, so it was like the Heart Drops were one of the first bands we worked with. The Morning Shakes also, those were the two first bands we worked with at that time. The Morning Shakes were a garage rock band, and they used to open up for bands like the Headcoats and those kind of acts. And the Heart Drops, you know, more like the Greaser Punk, like the Devil Dogs. And at the time, it could have been because the Heart Drops went out to Pennsylvania and played a show with Weston, who were like a very big Lehigh Valley pop punk band at the time, and that crowd just took to them, and we just like ran off from there, and we were putting the Heart Drops like in all these old ages halls that were hosting pop punk shows, and they'd walk in being the only rock and roll band, but as it turned out, like all these kids that were into these pop punk bands were huge Devil Dogs fans, so it was like, oh, okay, well, you know, we're bringing you the Heart Drops, and they just like, you know, wound up touring and supporting bands that were on well-known punk labels like Hopeless Records or Lookout Records or Fat Records, and from there we met Metal Murph, who was up here in Boston, so I did have a tie to Boston at the time. I had Murph fronted for Cretans, and they were a melted band, and we were good friends with the Tunnel Rats out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and those guys together is kind of like how we went out to Portsmouth, and we met Joe King and B-Face, and became very good friends with a very young Jeff Palmer and Nate Doyle at the time. And, you know, and then it just keeps on going from there, you know, Jeff's then the connection, and Jeff solo, and the Kurt Baker band, so it all really just really stemmed and poured out of that. And another connection I just want to double back on with the Rumbaugh days, we worked with a band called Magnetone out of Minneapolis, and Magnetone had a young Johnny O'Halloran on drums. So the first O'Halloran family member that I ever like worked with musically or was friends with was Johnny, and Johnny was living in Minneapolis, not in Boston at the time. So it's just funny how it's come like full circle where now, you know, I'm not just friends with and family with, but working with the Dogmatics on all their recent releases, reissues, and the continued Dogmatics family tree, which includes Jerry Lehane stuff, which includes both James Young and Peter O'Halloran stuff, and also includes Johnny and his wife Stephanie stuff. So it's just like really awesome that, you know, who knew meeting Johnny back in 95 and working with him on a 7-inch single and booking a couple of shows for Magnetone at the Continental would later like bring me back to, you know, working with him and his family on some great rock and roll.
Yeah, and so then that ended around 2001-ish. And there was a bit of a break. And what brought you back to the record label business with Rumbaugh? I think, was that 2012, 13-ish?
I was working for, I still do. I work for a distribution company called Traffic Entertainment. And I had just really started listening to the Underground Garage a lot. This is about... I'm thinking because I was driving to and from work, so that's when I was listening to it in my car all the time. So that would be about 11 years ago.
Okay.
And out of the blue, like all of a sudden, it's the first time I hear the connection, their cover of Seven Nights to Rock, and I hear it, and I hear it, and I hear it. And I swear, like one of the days I was driving, I think it was the first time I heard it, I pulled over to the side of the road, and because I had to call or text, I'm sure it was a text, Lisa, and be like, holy shit, like I just heard this unbelievable cover, you know, of Seven Nights to Rock, and this band is from, you know, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, supposedly.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, you should see if anyone knows who they are. And so I dropped the line to, like, everyone, to B-Face and to Sean and Mara, the Tunnel Rats, and to Jeff Palmer. And I was like, hey, and to Nate Doyle even, do any of you know this band of Connection? And Jeff responds to me maybe a day or so later, dude, I'm so glad you like it. You know that's my band. And it was just...
I have a funny story about the Connection, too. I used to get a lot of music, I still do, from all kinds of various sites. And one of them at the time was Interpunk.
Yep.
And I was just perusing around that site. And same, I saw this Connection band, didn't know anything about them. But I'm like, they look pretty cool, they sound cool. I got the CD. So the CD comes in the mail. And I knew nothing about them. I just liked their sound. So I put the CD in, and I'm like, these guys are great. Much like the reaction you probably had. And so then I went online, I said, what if they're playing around here? And the day I got the CD was the night they played The Plow. So I go to The Plow, of course, I'm like, I gotta check these guys out. And I walk in the door and I said, Lou, what are you doing here? And you said, well, they're my band. And so it's just the way it works out.
And it's just so funny because, like, again, I've known Jeff since the mid 90s. I mean, he was probably 16 or 17 when I met him, maybe even a little younger. And I had booked him and Nate's prior band, The Guts, several times at the Abbey Lounge. So it was just, you know, I mean, look, time goes, you know, you kind of drop out of touch a little and get back in touch, and that's just what it was. It was just maybe a two-year window where, you know, I just hadn't been in touch with those cats, and all of a sudden, boom, just like hearing him on the radio brought it all back together.
Were they one of the first Rumbar bands that was on your label?
They were, if you want to look at the bands I've worked with in Boston, when I first moved up here 20 years ago and started, and I was living around the corner from the Abbey Lounge, which like opened me to a wealth of amazing music and friends and stuff. And the Abbey Lounge just kind of reminded me of a lot of the bands that I'd see back at the Continental or Coney Island High in New York, and you know, brought me to meeting the Dents and the Marbles and the Downbeat Five and Muck and the Myers. But Muck and Linda from the Muck and the Myers. And I'm a tongue twister here.
Right.
Michelle from the Dents I had previously met because Lindsay Anderson from the Kowalskis had introduced me to those guys before I moved up here. And so just by chance, you know, I meet them, and then I'm seeing their bands play. And then together with Jay Grimaldi from the Abbey Lounge, we put out a couple of releases underneath the Abbey Lounge name, which included the Dents' first CD, Time for Biting. And it also included the Marvels EP and some stuff with the Downbeat Five and the Coffin Lids. So I had, you know, since the time, just like always wanted to do stuff, but really it's like you need time to do this because, you want to, like I'm really into it. I'm working with, and all these bands I'm mentioning to you are musicians that I love. They're making music that I like. It's the stuff that I'm sitting home listening to all day. Like I just can't, even if someone tells me that this is the greatest thing in the world, if I'm not going to listen to it more than half a time, then I can't get behind the
You're a fan of the music as well, as you love the music. It's not just because someone put something in your lap and said, will you play this, will you distribute this. You generally, you're passionate about the music. I know that about the music that you promote.
So it's like, again, it's like with time and stuff, took a break, and then like I was like, I really want to get back into this. I saw a new vehicle for getting stuff out to with whoever was, like, you know, radio stations that now have online shows or press that's on. It's just a whole new world encircled in what I was doing 25 years ago. Even like my black book of tour contacts. I don't think anyone in that book shows, you know, but I still have it to look at it, and it's people I'm still in touch with to this day, so hearing the Connection made me want to do it again. I was just like, man, like, we got to do something. I love this music, I want to get behind it. You guys are already making stuff happen on your own, so, you know, so the thing was like, well, why do we want to work together? A, we're friends, we love each other, I love the music, you love, you know, whether it's my energy or what I did before. So I look at it as, it's a team. It's not just a label. It's like, what are we going to do together? So I'm now an extension of that band's tree, and they're an extension of what I'm doing. And together, you know, we can really have some fun. And the goal is just like to get it heard and to get other people like you or me that
right.
love this stuff to listen to it and have the same reaction. And
right.
So that's more or less what started it all. And here in my backyard, you know, I haven't had already, like, well, you know, I'd always dream, like, if I was A&R at a label, because, you know, I worked at Roadrunner Records, mm-hmm. and I was friends with the A&R guys there, mm-hmm. and I would be like, well, okay, what I'm into isn't what Roadrunner signs, but you know, if I was in this position, what would I be signing? Man, I'd fucking be signing Muck and the Myers, and I'd be signing The Connection, I'd be signing anything Jeff Palmer, Brad Marino, or Nate Doyle do.
Yeah.
I'd be signing... You know, the Heartland band, like Mono and Stereo. Again,
played Mono. I played Mono right before you came
Mono.
On.
I love Mono.
Long for Yesterday.
Tom Baker. I've been following that guy's songwriting. Him mm-hmm. and Dan Kopko, just like, yeah. those guys, to me, can write record after record for me. I love their music. And not just me, my family. Lisa loves their music.
I know she does, yep.
So it's really like, man, so, you know, if Lisa gives it a stamp, then it's like, oh, mm-hmm. man, okay, we really got to make this happen.
right. You're killing two birds with one stone. It's great music. You're making Lisa happy. It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. Yeah. And, you know, and the idea of the label name Rum Bar just came from, you know, our love of, like, rum and tiki and that kind of... You know,
yep.
world, and we named, you know, the bar in our house the Rum Bar. So it was like, hey, instead of just going to the Rum Bar to do a shot, we're going to the Rum Bar to put out a record.
Yeah, I've been in the Rum Bar.
You've been there. It's always good to have you there.
Yeah. And what I like about your label is, I mean, it's basically a rock label, but you will mix genres, and you'll, you know, how important is it to have some diversity? Like, because, you know, it's not locked into a certain sound. You will spread out to other sounds.
It's spread out, and it's genres that I love, and it all stems, and you know, like people who I really respect in their writing, like Lord Rutledge, Josh mm-hmm. Rutledge, or Jim Testa from the Jersey Beat, you know, call my label like a gonzo hybrid of garage and soul and you know,
right.
power pop, and you know, and you know, I try to, you know, it's, look, I love rock and roll, and you know, Ramones, one of my favorite bands, but not necessarily do I want to put out something of someone that's doing textbook Ramones. But man, if you're influenced by the Ramones and you're influenced,
right,
you know, by the Beatles and you're influenced by the Kinks and you know, the soul R&B thing, you know, I just love that stuff. We used to go to, you know, I'm trying to think of like a dance club night that would just play that stuff. You know, it made me think of, like, you know, ska music. It's just so. There's a few branches of that stuff, you know, but it started with the label is truly, you know, I'm not from Boston, but we are a Boston-based label. I live in Boston. Lisa works for the city of Boston.
Yep.
You know, this is where we are, and this is the New England areas where we started with the bands, and that's maybe where, you know, where you got your garage circle, you know.
Yeah.
But then it's like... Man, I just love straight up four chord rock and roll, mm-hmm. high octane, and there's Watts, and mm-hmm. like, you know, we became friends with those guys on the first night we'd ever seen them, and it was just by chance. We were hanging out at the Abbey Lounge,
mm-hmm.
and Johnny Lynch comes walking in, and I knew Lynchy because he was playing in a Void One Thing, and I used
great
to see
band.
A Void One Thing play in New York, and so, you know, he and I too. Again, mm-hmm. I moved up here, and he and I had a relationship. He played in bands. It wasn't like he said, Lou, come out and see this band play. We just happened to be there. He walks in,
yep.
like, what are you doing here? He's like, well, I'm playing tonight with these guys that just reunited.
Yeah.
It's hard rock. You and Lisa should stick around. You may like it. Then Johnny Blount comes walking in.
Yeah.
And we always referred to Johnny before we knew him as that guy, because he was just like that great-looking guy with the severed hair, the suit, looked like he belonged in a band, never seen him play.
He's got his whole persona just by walking in. Yeah.
This guy's freaking playing guitar in this band.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Dan Kopko, who, you know, I break bread with that guy. His family and my family are best friends. You know, his kids call me Mr. Ida's dad. And, you know, but, like, I met him then, and it was like, what? And, you know, we get introduced, and we're like, oh, my God, we love your band. And, like, you know, who knows? A few days later, we're hanging out. We're, you know, friends for life. But it's just like, you know, so there, you got the garage, you got the hard rock that I love. You got the sound of Shanda and the Howlers and the horns. I love the saxophone. You know, and this is Luke, a guy from a greaser rock band, writing these beautiful blue-eyed soul songs. And he introduces me to a world, you know, these great bands in Las Vegas.
Right.
Doing psyched out, fuzzed out, rock and roll. You know, the Fallons, John and Crom and Joe Lawless. It's just a whole new world with them and Shanda and the Howlers in Vegas doing their thing.
Yep, Shanda called in.
Them in. Yeah, and then like the Heartland thing started with Mono and Stereo, old friends of mine from Mulligan's Stew, and you know, we're doing this more, you know, rock with roots kind of thing, and you know, we could, you know, term it, you know, when you want to get someone to listen to it that has never listened to it before, well, you know, it's kind of Springsteen-ish, but it's got the peg boy kind of ideals, you know, working and rock, and I just love it. But like, all of a sudden, I turn someone onto them.
Yeah.
Josh Rutledge, and in turn, he's like, I never used this term Heartland punk before, but if I'm going to use it, then Lou's got to check out Nato Coles, because that guy is the Heartland punk. And oh my God, then that just like opened up doors.
Yeah, it all feeds off each other. It all feeds.
You know, that brought me to Minneapolis, but not through them, but through just like mutual friends again, you know, Indonesian Junk out of Milwaukee, which is doing the glam and punk thing. And then, you know, I consider my dear friend, Miss Georgia Peach, who, you know, her and her husband Travis, I've known through other circles too. They played with Johnny O'Halloran in band. So it's like we've known each other or known of each other, but never did anything together. And I think between Daniel James and Tommy Unit of Real Punk Radio, they were both like hounding me, Lou, you got to check out the Short Fuses, and you got to talk to Georgia and talk to Travis. And next thing I knew, like between the two of them and some records that Travis produced that I was really into, we got like a whole family from those guys. And we'll, you know, Short Fuses out of Minneapolis, B.B. Gallini from Minneapolis, Miss Georgia Peach, you know, parts Minneapolis and parts Nashville Pussy. And it's like, you know, to me, Georgia is like my Dan Kopko of Minneapolis, because she's just doing all these wonderful projects, like the way Dan just does all these wonderful projects.
Yeah.
Like, how can I not want to be involved in every project she's doing? It keeps my ears, and she brought Cindy Lawson to the label, and now, you know, Cindy is, you know, one of my dearest signings. I just, you know, can't get over all this.
I played
stuff.
Her recently. Past couple weeks, we've had her in the rotation.
Thank you so much. It's just everything just stems from each other.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
We can go on and on and rattle off every band.
It's a big tree.
I apologize for missing anyone, but, you know, Shanghai Lowe's Dan and Jen, two artists I work with.
Yeah.
You got, you know, Peppermint Kicks, Dan introduces me to Sal, and they got the Amplifier Heads. You know, and then Ed V and I had been wanting to work on a project for years now. And you know, he's dabbled in some of the stuff I've worked in, whether it's the Dents or the Shanghai Lows as a producer or, you know, something like that. But then he's like, I got this Abby Barrett, you know, project, and, you know, he plays and writes with her. So it's like, how do we not do that? And again, another singer. The list of singers of pipes on this label. I know.
We could talk for hours just about your bands, but
we can talk about the bands. We can talk about the singers. I mean, we look at the singers between Abby Barrett and Cindy Lawson and Miss Georgia Peach and Jen Dangora. And dude, how do we go on without mentioning like the icon of the industry, Genya Raven?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, I call her sister Genya Raven. It's like, you know, she and I talk on the phone, and Ida hears her voice, and she's like, "Mommy, Daddy's talking to that lady that sounds like Nanny on the phone."
Like you said, it is all family. It's all family with you.
It's family.
Which is cool.
It is. I love it all.
But I want to play the. We're gonna get to Diablogato party in a minute, because I want to play all those. It's only an hour show, as you know, so I want to play all this music. But
I have to say real quick, if anyone's in town, if you're in Boston or a tri-state New England area or feel like getting in your car for a drive, we got a hell of a show. It's the first event of the summer this weekend, Saturday. What is Saturday's date? The 28th of May? Yep.
Yeah.
At Southern Fair Barbecue in Everett, Massachusetts. They got a huge parking lot. No problem with parking. Daytime show. Kicks off at 3:00 in the afternoon, but get this, it's outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat barbecue food, you can drink beer, and you can see rock and roll with it's Diablogato's Party at Porch. And Diablogato, again, Jesse Mayer on drums, Jesse and I, old friends from the Marvels, Drew on vocals and guitar. You know, I was an old friend and fan of Lost of the Angels. So, and you know, the fact that those guys have done releases with someone who I love and admire, Mark Lind and State Line Records. It
yeah.
all kind of came together for all
the
doing.
Great guy. Mark's
together.
Been on the show. Mark's
Wonderful
been on
guy, Mark Lind. So we're going to have a party at Porch Southern Fair, 3 o'clock p.m., and you got Duck and Cover on the bill. You got... I was about to say Jittery Jack is on
yep.
the bill with Amy Griffin on guitar. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
You got the Dogmatics
yep.
on the bill, and you got Diablo Gato. And man, like all these bands got music. We got
yeah.
we got new merchandise. We got Diablo Gato CDs. We got koozies. We got Dogmatics CDs. We got Dogmatics Flexi Records. Duck and Cover's got a bunch of releases between State Line and Rumbar, I'm sure, for sale. Jittery Jack's got Jittery Jack and Raging Teens merch. I mean, we're going to have a rock and roll party Saturday, outdoors, sun, rock and roll, fun, barbecue, beers, and hot rods, motorcycles, all that's going on at this show, too.
Yeah, it'll be a great time. I'm going to play songs by all four of those bands once we end this, but I want to touch on the Legendary Swagger at all.
Yes. So, see, we're talking about the circles of bands here,
yeah.
And now we're going to get to some West Coast. And you know, I've had West Coast bands on the label already, like we talked about Las Vegas, Arizona. We got the wonderful French Girls, and we got Johnny and Steph's band. I'm talking so fast here. I can't remember my own band's name there. But
'70s Wall of Sound style, Legendary Swagger. They're like
so we're going to get to all right.
Great
well, sound. I'm gonna know, West Coast, California. I you know, Haley and the Crushers were from out there. Natalie Sweet's from out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through them, I meet the mighty Bruce Duff, otherwise known as Duck Dun Duff. And Bruce has his hands like me in a lot of things. I mean, this guy, like, manages bands. He manages record labels. He plays in bands. He manages Kid and Robot Records for Josie Cotton. He is involved in a few bands that I will be working with, so I'll mention Bruce's name again. Bruce is in the Streetwalking Cheetahs. We're going to be doing stuff with the Streetwalking Cheetahs. We may even have a special release with the Streetwalking Cheetahs and the High End coming out. If
Ooh.
Not this year, then early next year. But how cool is that?
Yeah.
High octane rock and roll from those two bands. Bruce is in a band called The Magnificent, which also features the Mighty Manfred, the Professor of Rock and Soul on vocals, Bruce on bass. This band is a rock and soul review, not unlike Shonda and the Howlers. Very similar.
Yeah.
But these cats, it's like eight vets out of California just cranking it out. That's coming out this summer, and they got a bunch of dates out on the West Coast. I made a post on the Facebook page today about them coming. And Fruvet Family Tree, the Bruce Duff Family Tree, the Streetwalking Tree, this Family Tree. I meet Jeff Yeadon and Dino. They are, Jeff is the singer and saxophone player in the Legendary Swagger.
Yep.
And man, I got one listen to this band and I completely flipped out. It's that Orange County punk rock and roll sound.
Yep.
Killer saxophone that reminded me of the Big Man Clarence up there.
Yeah, it's a big wall of sound.
I feel like I was listening to Springsteen and Peg Boy and Orange County punk rock and roll. If you were ever a fan of that awesome band from California but not from Orange County, Lucy's Fur Coat, reminded me of that. I mean, this band just kicks serious butt, and I'm overly excited about this album. I must have listened to it like five times the other night. I was up until the sun came up.
Yeah, I'm going to we'll play the single She after again at the back end of the show. I'll give that a spin.
I appreciate that. Yeah, She is going to get its pre-release on the upcoming Rebel Rousers Round 2, which
yeah.
is also going to feature it's also going to feature Continental, which is Rick Barton.
Continental,
band.
Baby,
and it's got a bunch of like, you know, usual suspects from the Rumbar Rebel Rousers Family Tree, and it's got some new bands on it. I mean, I can't wait. We'll be unleashing that in a couple of weeks. At Skybar, you'll have probably first listen on that baby. But, again, the Legendary Swagger, they're going to kick it off with my campaign of, like, West Coast bands coming and the Rebel Rousers campaign, and I'm just really psyched for meeting these guys. I thought Jeff and I got on the phone, and we talked like we knew each other for 25 years, because, like, anything that I had affiliated myself with from the Heart Drop's first tour of the West Coast was, like, right in his circle, in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
We talked about Linda's Doll Hut, and we talked about Al's Bar, and we talked about the Humpers, and we talked about Smog Town, and we talked about the California Stitches, and, the list went on and on.
Right.
It was totally awesome. So he just brought me back home it was such a great feeling that it's going to feel really good when that release comes out. I know you're going to love it.
Yeah, I've been following Rick Barton from Continental for a long time, going back to the Outlets, the Shadow Blasters, the Murphys, everybody out. I've been playing, and he's got some horns in this new song, which is a twist for him. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, Rick Barton too. Mm-hmm. Like again, that you know, I love that track with the horns, and he's got such a pedigree of bands he's played in. You know, in New York, I'd seen him in New York with the Dropkick Murphys, and here in Boston, I've seen him in Everybody Out.
Yeah,
and,
Everybody Out's a great band,
You know, and Rick and I, too, it was like a circle that we'd be in touch every couple of years, because I could have sworn that I was talking about doing a Continental release 3 years ago.
I think you were, because I remember that.
And then one day, like, you know, kind of just, you know, conversation stopped, and then I hear from Rick, hey, isn't that release coming out? And I was like, it's coming out, let's get going. So, you know, it's just, again, a circle of life and friends and music, man. You know, we just kind of keep coming back around to it, and it's a great feeling when it does. And everything's just got to feel right or fit right at the moment. You know, you don't put a square peg into a circle hole. You just don't, you know.
I hear you, Lou. I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Skybar, I appreciate it. Oh, man, I'm so excited to be on the air with you. I can't thank you enough.
And we get our own little shindig later on in the summer, but we'll get to that later.
We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll come back. We'll talk about it. But just again, everyone, this Saturday, Diablo Gotti's Party at Porch. Come on out. It's going to be an awesome time. Diablo Gatto, the Dogmatics, Duck and Cover, Jittery Jack, Amy Griffin on guitar, Hot Rods, barbecue, beers. I mean, how do you want to miss that?
You don't.
And Ben... Real quickly, July 9th, I'm involved in three events this summer. July 9th will be Rumbar's next event. I'll just mention it real quickly.
Sure.
Rumstock is happening at Once Boynton Yards Summer Series. Mm-hmm. Woo! That's a tongue twister. Once Boynton Yards Summer Series. Once JJ is running fests all days on Saturdays. She's got a daytime show happening with vendors, food trucks, beers, about four or five bands in the daytime. And then in the evening, your one ticket, which is cheap as hell, gets you into everything. Day show, vendors, and evening show. And your evening show on July 9th at Once Boynton Yards Summer Series will be Rumstock, featuring the Gypsy Moths, the Dogmatics, Muckin' the Myers, and the Shanghai Lows.
Woo! Great lineup.
Look at that.
Yeah, no, that's a great lineup. I'll certainly be there. That's
July
9th. Yeah.
And then later on, July 21st, Thursday night, we got the Summer Sizzler at the Square Root, Skybar Rising, and Rumbar Records present. You and I getting together.
There you go.
For a night of rock and roll, iced coffee, Carissa Johnson, Dents, and the high end. Man, dude.
Short money to go to that show.
How can you not go to that? $8 advance tickets. I mean, come on. And like, we got Carissa Johnson coming to town.
Yeah.
We got the Dents one and only summer show happening. We got the high end. I mean, and you're at the Square Root, best iced coffee in town. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I'll be there. best bill that I, three-band bill I can think of at the current time. They're all the best in the business.
So between you and these bands, man, you're keeping me busy, and I'm really looking forward to it all, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you in person, brother.
All right, Lou, thanks so much for calling in. I'm going to play start things off with the, if you listen in, I'm going to start with the Dogmatics, and I will see you soon, Lou.
Skybar, thanks for having me on, brother. Love
all right,
you, man.
Peace.
Cheers.
See ya. All right, that was Lou Mansdorf of Rumbar Records. Great guy. Great of him to call in. He is a very busy guy, as you can probably tell by all that he's got going on. So I'm going to play the Dogmatics, and here we go with the Dogmatics.
sitting in Dorchester Bay.
I said, drop that needle on the 45. I want to hear that record one more time. Drop that needle on the 45. I want to hear that record one more
I'm sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Gaze. You'll be a torture for her days.
right. That was Duck and Cover with Memento Mori. Jittery Jack with Something Wicked This Way Comes. Diabligato with Old Town. And the Dogmatics with Drop That Needle. They will all be this Saturday at the Porch in Medford. And so I suggest you check that out. As Lou said, it's an early start, 3 o'clock, 3 o'clock start, I believe. Party at the Porch. And I want to thank Lou once again so much for calling in. We could have talked for hours, but unfortunately, time is limited, and I had to get these songs in. But right now, I'm going to play it. We talked about this band, this new band from the OC called The Legendary Swagger. Going to play that for you right now. I'll be back one more time to say see ya. Right, that was She by the Legendary Swagger, 857 WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skyba. Gotta get out of here. I'm gonna play a quick one by new one by Brad Marino, and back to 8 to 9 next week. Maybe we'll have another 2 hour during the summer. I will let you know if I do. But the regular shift is 8 to 9. We'll see you then. And thanks for listening. Brad Marino.